This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 897. Make IELTS your business with today's listening section 3 practice.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Tune in today for real IELTS practice for the most difficult listening questions, section 3 with multiple speakers. We provide audio and questions for practice, as well as tips and tricks to make sure you get the listening score you need. Hello, Aubrey. Today is a very special episode. What are we doing today for our students?
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. We are doing some real listening practice for you guys of the most difficult listening problems that you can get. The listening section 3, where you hear 3 speakers and it's very dull and very boring usually what they're talking about, right? Academic topics. It's very difficult. So we're giving you some good practice for that today. We will have the questions on the blog with the answers in the comments. So you will definitely want to come back to the blog because this is gold.
Yeah, guys, I mean, we get questions from students all the time on how they can improve their scores in this section. Maybe you guys are getting like lots of correct answers in sections 1 and 2, which makes sense, right? Those are a bit easier, but listening section 3 is where it gets rough. So like Aubrey said, not only is it difficult because it's 2 or more speakers, usually just 2 speakers, but there are examples like today where there are 3 speakers, and that is so difficult to track, to focus, to pay attention. So that makes it hard, but also the content, because as we get into listening sections 3 and 4, IELTS tells us it's quote unquote more academic topics, right? But it could be like you'll hear today, like professional topics, right? So yeah, it does get kind of boring. But our conversation is not boring.
It is more academic, right? It's definitely an academic topic, but we're interesting people, so you'll still enjoy listening to it. We're talking a little bit about the business course that we are currently creating. We have amazing courses at All Ears English. Our IELTS course has helped over 5,000 students to get past IELTS and unlock their dreams. And then our Connected Communicator course has also helped thousands to become more fluent in daily life. And the new business course that we are creating will unlock professional growth and potential for those who need that English language to succeed at work.
Yes, exactly. So very exciting stuff happening at All Ears English, guys. So remember, what you're going to do today, you're going to hear a listening section 3, right? You guys are going to hear that in just a second. Come back to the blog because the questions you should answer, the IELTS questions, are on the blog. Again, allearsenglish.com/IELTS, episode 897. So without further ado, let's hear listening section 3.
In this section, you will hear 3 educators discussing a new business course they are creating.
So at All Ears English, we are going to be releasing a brand new business English course. And the reason we're doing this is that we've heard from dozens of students over the past 4 years saying that they need help at work in English. So we're really looking forward to presenting this course to our community.
And we went about planning this in a very organized way. We started by surveying actual native professionals, over 100 professionals, and we took their answers and included them in our classes.
We were able to reach out to friends and former coworkers for their input. We actually discovered that for this All Ears English team, we know a lot of business professionals, CEOs, hiring directors, managers that had so much vital information that was really relevant to today's business world.
So instead of just using lists and telling you guys vocabulary that is in every dry business course, we took what people really say at work right now. So besides the vocabulary that natives use at work every day with each other, we also ask them, what do they have to report on to their bosses? What kind of emails do they write? What telephone conversations do they have all the time? And from that, we could extrapolate the templates that everyone needs to succeed in the business world.
Yes, and based on these surveys, we've been able to create modules to show our listeners how to understand telephone English and how to get better at listening on the phone, meetings in English and how to speak and interrupt and hedge, presentations in English, networking and socializing, which is a very important skill if you want to build those business relationships. And we even cover writing in English as well as emails and chat functions. And the best part about the course will be the 6 skills to succeed at work in English in this new economy.
We were able to really dive in to some issues that second language learners struggle with. One example is acronyms. Every business has lists and lists of acronyms, which can be difficult to understand what they all are. We went over the most common so that anyone who goes through this business course will be ready to understand all of the lingo at their job.
And the way that the information is taught is based on my master's degree in applied linguistics. I know how our brain acquires language and knowledge. So all of the skills that you guys need to learn are presented in a way that's not only effective, but engaging so you actually want to take these lessons. For vocabulary, for example, you guys get to learn idioms that we really use in context, because that's the key, right? We don't learn from lists, we learn from context. And also, real pronunciation practice. This is so cool. We are using video lessons where you can hear a native and mimic them and copy them and learn the rules of pronunciation. And then there are activities online where you can actually listen, copy, and record yourself so you can actually see if you sound the way you want to.
This course will be available in mid to late July. And if our listeners want to get on the early invitation list to be invited to get into the course first, they can go to allearsenglish.com/early.
That is the end of listening section 3. Hello, awesome IELTS candidates. You know what? Today's conversation is great listening test practice, but you know what? It's a real course we are creating, guys. It's going to be amazing. So if English will help you professionally, if it will help you get more opportunities in your career, don't miss out on this business course from All Ears English. Sign up now at allearsenglish.com/early so you know as soon as the course is ready. allearsenglish.com/early. All right, guys, welcome back. So that really sounded like something students would hear on IELTS, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. That's a perfect example of what you will hear for listening section 3. You have 3 speakers. Sometimes their voices are even a little similar, and you have a hard time keeping track of who's who. And then the questions will ask you specifically what a certain person said. And that can be so confusing. So the questions that we'll have on the blog are multiple choice questions, which are the most difficult that you will get on the listening section. So you will want the 3 key strategies to be able to succeed at this. So if you are not yet a student, sign up at allearsenglish.com/keys. And if you heard all of this amazing information about the business course and you are thinking what a lot of students are thinking, which is, I need all of this information. I need to improve my language when it comes to my business, my job. Then you can opt in early at allearsenglish.com/early.
Yes. And before we finish up today, guys, we want to give you a couple tips on how you can keep improving at understanding multiple speakers. So the first thing, guys, again, come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. There is a video lesson there called IELTS Listening Sections 1 and 3, Understanding Multiple Speakers. So watch that because there are great tips in that video lesson about how to use audio scripts to improve that comprehension. But we want to leave you guys with an extra activity today that we haven't recommended before. So first of all, guys, it's great just to listen to podcasts made for native speakers. Now, some that we recommend that have multiple speakers, right? Three or more people. Two that I've talked about before because I love them. How Did This Get Made? It's three or four comedians talking about bad movies. I love it. And then also Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's a comedy news quiz that happens once a week. And one podcast that we haven't recommended before that has multiple speakers, it's called Tell Me More. And it's conversations about current events. And right now, guys, these conversations are vital. So not only for IELTS practice, but just developing as a human.
There's another one I've been listening to called Monocle on Culture. It's done by the BBC. They have a bunch of Monocle podcasts, but this one has two British hosts, and then they're always interviewing a third person, and it's entertainment. So it's like movies they're recommending and books and music, and that's a really great one too. Check it out, Monocle on Culture.
And it's all British accents?
Yeah, the two hosts are both British, so British accents, which is fun. And often the people they interview are also British, but sometimes not. Sometimes their host or their interviewee will be American or Australian, so lots of different accents, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, guys, so let me tell you a couple specific things you could do with these podcasts besides just, you know, listening to them for fun, which you can definitely do. But the NPR podcast, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Tell Me More, they have transcripts. All right. So what you can do to practice listening for specific information, because that is exactly the skill you need on IELTS, guys. First thing, listen to the podcast and take notes while you listen. Write down specific information like numbers and names. Okay. So that's the first step. And then listen again. And this time, listen for context. What do those numbers mean? Why are those names mentioned? Take notes on the context. And the last step, guys, the third step, check the transcript and see if you got it right. See if you understood why they were talking about these names and numbers.
Yes, this is so vital for students to realize that, you know, listening, IELTS listening practice tests are not the only way to practice for the listening exam. There's a lot you can do while you are also improving your overall English.
Well, and I mean, here's the thing, guys, like you're not going to improve your listening skills by just listening to IELTS tests. That's not how it works. I mean, as an examiner, I saw students taking the exam every single Saturday for like years. Okay, maybe that's an exaggeration, but
I hope that's an exaggeration. Oh, that'd be awful.
but I would see students in there like, you know, 10 times, 20 times, and they keep showing up because their scores aren't improving. So guys, you really need to work on your overall English if you're going to get that 7 or higher. And last thing, real quick, that is one of the beauties about our study plan. We are the only IELTS course that improves your overall English while you're learning the IELTS strategy. So again, two links for you guys. Get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And if you know that English will help you grow as a professional, and I think a lot of you listening are nodding your heads right now, then don't miss the chance to be the first student into our new amazing business course, guys. Sign up now so you know exactly when it comes out, allearsenglish.com/early.
All right, Jessica, thanks for joining me today. I think this is excellent practice. And
so good.
Be sure to come back to the blog, answer the questions, and see how you do. We'll have the answers in the comments. So don't look at the comments until you do the questions. No
cheating. Don't cheat, guys. That's not going to help you either. Exactly. Okay, all right. Aubrey, thanks. Thanks for this really interesting episode today.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.